You've heard of Yelp, right? Maybe even used it, reviews, businesses, restaurants in particular. They recently launched two new search filters to help customers find businesses that are taking COVID-19 precautions seriously. Yelp users can now filter search results to find businesses where proof of vaccination is required and where all staff are required to be fully vaccinated. Both business owners and consumers have shown a lot of interest in Yelp releasing vaccine-related search filters. Only businesses can add these settings to the Yelp pages, and it's entirely voluntary. Let's see, as of, when was this? This past Monday, nearly 4,500 businesses added proof of vaccination required or all staff fully vaccinated to their Yelp pages. Now, while this filter was intended to help promote businesses taking precautions, there is a backlash. Rising reviews primarily focused on people's stance on COVID-19 vaccinations rather than their actual experience with the business. It's called review bombing. And the anti-vaxxers are, seem to be very experienced at it. Yelp has responded to these instances by placing unusual activity alerts on Yelp pages that get an atypical influx of activity because of their COVID safety protocols. Yelp says it aims to protect businesses that might experience backlash to the vaccination policy. Since January this year, they've enacted more than 100 of these alerts, removed almost 4,500 reviews that violated Yelp's content policies, requiring reviews to be based on actual first-hand experience. And this isn't the first time Yelp had to beef up monitoring after new search filters have spawned harmful, hateful reviews. The company did this in June 2020 with the launch of a search filter to help customers find black-owned businesses. Oh yeah, there was some lovely stuff posted with that. Then again, following the launch of Asian-owned and LGBTQ-owned search filters. As a side note, for my freelance writing days, even before all this, if you thought all the reviews on Yelp were gospel, think again. Well, let me fill you in on this one. I used to scroll through the writing gigs section on Craigslist looking for people who needed a freelance writer for one thing or another, and would very often see business owners offering $5, $10 for writing a positive Yelp review for their business. Oh no, I never took any of them up on their offer. I did look at their businesses a few times. They all had something in common. They needed as many positive Yelp reviews as they could get. Fast.